Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic Caucus that I so deeply respect. And I'm grateful that so many are ready and willing to shoulder this awesome responsibility.
After two decades as Democratic leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi says she will step down from her role as Speaker, but continue to represent her San Francisco district in Congress. Her announcement comes after Republicans won control of the House in the midterm elections, which Pelosi says saw Americans voting in defense of liberty and the rule of law.
With these elections, the people stood in the breach and repelled the assault on democracy. They resoundingly rejected violence and insurrection, and in doing so, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York is reportedly next in line for House Minority Leader. He's the current chair of the House Democratic Caucus and would be the first Black person to lead a party in Congress. Catherine Clark of Massachusetts and Pete Aguilar of California were also expected to vie for top positions in the party. Katie Hobbs was declared the winner in the race for Arizona governor, but for Republican candidate Carrie Lake, the race isn't over yet.
When we called for Katie Hobbs to recuse herself over a year ago, they ridiculed us. It turns out we were right. The fox was guarding the hen house, and because of that, voters have been disenfranchised.
Lake has not provided evidence of voter fraud, but says she is busy collecting data from last week's midterm elections. Hobbs, Arizona's current Secretary of State, was declared the winner by more than 17,000 votes.
Committee Republicans have spoken with multiple whistleblowers from numerous schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received documents of previously unknown transactions.
New House Oversight Committee Chair Republican James Comer of Kentucky wasted no time in announcing plans to investigate President Joe Biden and his family's business dealings worldwide. Comer called investigations into the family a top priority for the Republican Congress. Puerto Rico's governor testified before a congressional committee on the future of the island's power grid following a series of natural disasters. But Congresswoman Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon says until Puerto Rico is granted full statehood, the will of the Puerto Rican people is diminished.
The U.S. Congress can do whatever they want with territories. They can do whatever they want with the issue of Puerto Rico. And yet, we are still facing a lot of the needs. Like states of Louisiana, New Jersey, Florida, Texas, that were hit by hurricanes as well.
The island has been receiving power from electric generators on government-run barges off the island. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.